Test 2, Section 3. You will hear two students, Ramil and Kirsten, discussing presenting a paper at an architecture conference. You now have 30 seconds to read questions 21 to 28.
Hi, Kirsten. Have you heard about that architecture conference in Oxford at the end of the year?
Yeah, I saw the leaflet on the notice board. As it's my final year, I ought to try giving a paper, but I've got no idea how to go about it.
I think you should go for it. I did one last year. It's quite straightforward. First of all, you need to see what the conference themes are. You know, what topics they are covering. You can do that by looking it up on the website. You need to submit a paper that falls into one of the categories they give you.
Oh, that may give me some ideas.
Then, while you're doing that, you should also have a look at the information on how to submit your paper. The rules, if you like, such as the length. It's important you follow those.
I see. And then I suppose the next stage is to start writing it up. I'd like to use it as an opportunity to propose some future work, but I understand it must be based on current work. Still, there's plenty to choose from. It makes sense to do something that I'm more familiar with.
Yes, and the other thing is, when you've written it up, then go back and look at your data carefully and make certain that you've presented it in a format that is standard for your subject. Remember, people have to absorb information very quickly while they're listening. Don't make it too complicated.
Okay, well, I reckon that'll take me about a month to get that sorted. Then the next thing I have to do, I guess, before I send it off to the conference organizer, is give the whole thing to the events officer, so that he can look through it and see if it all makes sense and is okay.
Yeah. Remember to warn him that it's en route, so he can fit it into his schedule.
Oh.
Then you're done, really. All you have to do after that is to go through it and sort out any changes you need to make. Then finally, you can submit it. You can do that online.
Phew. Good. Then I just wait to hear, I suppose. How long does that take?
It depends, but usually about 6 weeks.
Oh.
When you hear if your paper has been accepted, then at that stage, it's worth giving them a list of any technical things you need when you actually give the talk. A screen or video players or that sort of thing.
Okay, but that's a long way off. And I know that if my paper is accepted, then at that stage, I have to give them a short text about myself and my academic background so that they can put it in the brochure. Famous at last.
Yeah.
You now have 15 seconds to read questions 29 to 30.
Right, well, I've got to get a couple of things sorted if I'm going to get this paper completed.
Have you got enough data?
Possibly. I'd like to reinforce some of it, though, so I thought I'd send out some more questionnaires. I was looking at that thesis that Angela wrote last year, and she said you need a sample of over 100 to be sure of your results.
I think some of this year's postgraduates are doing some of the same stuff as you on buildings. Why don't you talk to them?
I'll end up getting confused. It would be more useful for me to actually go out to that site by the rail bridge to see how they're building the new factory.
Oh.
I managed to get hold of Professor Barnett at London University, and he said I should go out and take pictures. I'm pretty busy, but I'll have to make time. Anyway, what about you? What are your plans?